Hi, welcome to Two Non-Doctors. I'm Liz Mealy.
I'm Maria Shahada. I just like watched your face go from, I'm like, are you ready? And you're like this confused, like making sure you had everything. You're like, okay. Just like right into performance mode.
I know. You gotta just be ready. I like that neither of us are normally where we are.
Yeah, I'm in Ohio. You're in LA? Sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty. I don't
Okay.
know. I'm in an Airbnb, so you're like in someone else's home or someone's else. We'll try no one's home. We're in someone else's real estate. The forks are in such a place that's so not intuitive that like I looked at my mom and I was like, no one ever lived here because this is not where forks go. There's
Where are the forks?
nobody.
Talk to me about these forks. Where are they?
It's a very beautiful kitchen and it's a very nice Airbnb, but it's like, it feels feels like vampires are like subletting it to us. It's very like all the, I mean, this is a little lighter, but like most of the paint is like a darker, like gray color and like everything is very velvety and it's very pretty. And half of it is because I'm here with my family, so we needed a bunch of rooms, but it's this like long, huge island, a bunch of different cabinets, but every time you open a drawer, you're like, that ain't it. And you open another drawer and you're like, that's not where tinfoil goes. And you open another drawer. So it's like if the sink is here, there's a trash there, that's logical. But then refrigerator and then drawer, forks.
Okay, yeah,
What?
right.
What?
Yeah,
If you go right here, that's where forks go. Everybody knows that's where forks go. If sink is right here and most preparation of food is right there, forks are right there. I
forks go
shouldn't
by
have
the
to.
sink. Forks are by the sink in my place. Forks were by the sink at my parents'. Forks are by the sink here. Forks are by the sink.
Yeah, that's like there's no, at no point is somebody like, I want to travel for a fork. That's.
If your forks aren't by your sink, let us know. I want
Yeah,
to
like.
hear from you. Why would you do that?
But it's so funny, like, I mean, they've been lovely, the people that do this Airbnb or whatever. And you only psychopaths complain about things that are minor. But it is funny that, like, when you're in a different place, when you're in a hotel, you don't care because it's a company and you're just like, I'll ruin them. Like, I'll take Hilton down. Like, it doesn't matter. But here, but even this, I'm sure these people are rich. It's a very nice house. But it is like you're like we're me and Evan are in a room that doesn't have what do you call it? Anywhere to put your clothes. And like they're like, hey, is there anything we could do? And I was like, I mean, you're asking.
Of course.
There's nowhere to put clothes in this room. It's like what do and so he's like, oh, we'll send he was like, that's we had a thing to hang clothes, we'll send it. And they sent it in a box, and I was like, "Oh, am I making this? Am I making a dresser now? Do I look like, you know what I mean? Like, am I a roommate? Like, it's just so funny that there's these like little moments where you're just like, this isn't, no, this isn't what I signed up for. This
Yeah.
isn't.
Either way, I'm done with Airbnb.
Oh, please tell me."
I fucking hate Airbnb. It's like you have to be their best friend and like everything has to be perfect when you leave. Like last Airbnb I stayed in, they got upset. I got a bad review. It ruined like my next month. I can't get a bad review. Like I feel really.
Really?
Yeah, like people are always like, what do you care what they think? And I'm like, I just care because I'm not like that person they think I am. But like they had an ottoman in front of a full length mirror and I moved the ottoman to be able to see the mirror. That's like a normal thing anyone would do. I didn't move it.
Yeah.
And then like we did kind of leave in a hurry because we realized there were no Ubers or taxis in that town and like the train was like leaving at a time where we had to run. And so like maybe, I didn't make the bed or whatever, but it's like So, and then she left a review saying I moved all the furniture and I didn't seem like I respected her stuff. And it's just like,
Bro,
what is this? What is that? I don't want to be your
what?
best friend. I don't want to clean up like that much after myself. Like I'm not a slob. So if there's a couple
No,
pillows not in place, you gotta let it go.
but that's what I'm saying is the same way as somebody being here. My review for this place is going to be like, it was wonderful. They always got back to us. They made sure that we could early check in because we got in early. They're actually incredibly thoughtful. But when you're here, there's that little like, this isn't home. So I'm like, forks aren't where the forks are supposed to be, and single ply toilet paper is should be illegal. Like, you know, like there's like little things like that. And yeah, there's no like fucking places to put stuff in this specific room. But all the other rooms are better. But it's like none of that's gonna be in the reviews because it's minor. It's everything's been great. And where I am as a customer in a review, I love that everything is a review for us now, is standardized, and they should equally, as long as I don't fucking break your windows and pee in the corner, we've agreed that we were both good enough,
Yeah, you leave an
right?
eBay review and it's like, got my stuff on time. They communicated excellent. Like, it's like you could just like
Product
stamp, stamp.
was, yeah, what it said it was going to be, right? I paid this money, I got my product, thank you. But it's like,
Like,
yeah, you
I
could.
don't want to read. She seemed tired when she showed up. She's like, that's none of your business. I am
Yeah,
tired.
go fuck yourself.
I don't want to be
Yeah.
your best friend. That's why I'm just done with Airbnb. I hate it, and I just want to do hotels. Like, just be anonymous. We like trash the place. They're fine.
And it's like, I remember doing Airbnb, God, what, like 8 years ago or so. And it was like, you go, you do it, blah, blah, blah. And now, like, the list of rules and the things you have to do before you go, okay, recycling goes here, trash goes here. If you could fluff all the pillows, do all the linen, and you're just like, no, 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 no,
No.
no, 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 no. I just want to sleep in this bed and then leave.
Then
Like,
I
I
don't pay a
don't.
cleaning fee. What's the cleaning fee? And so I say I'm
Yeah.
cleaning and I'm paying someone else to clean. Like, what's going on? I don't know. I can't stand it. There's too much power with Airbnb. And I think the people who own a lot of Airbnb properties aren't good people because you're driving up all the
Yeah.
rent in the area and no one
Yeah.
can afford to live anymore and it's your fault.
Yeah, no. And that's like, that's the other side of it is like, as soon as you're like, this ain't someone's home, you're like, like it is not, it is like, it is clearly much cheaper to stay here with my entire family than to stay in several hotel rooms. And it's nice to have a kitchen and da 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 da. But there is a part of you like, just like anything in this world right now, where you're like, this is super convenient for me and ruining the economy.
How do you find that
balance.
balance?
But I'm in LA. It's so pretty.
Well, that's good. I happen to miss all the good weather. So I'm in Ohio while it's like 50 and rainy, and then next week it's going to be 70 and sunny, 77 and sunny. But I'll be gone. I'll be back in London where it's 50 and rainy. So I think the universe is determined to like not let me see the sun ever again. So that's cool.
Or think of it this way, make you appreciate London, and it's what, because it's like New York was like literally a puddle, like
Oh, New
truly
York was
just like
sideways rain the whole time. New York was like rude. That was rude weather.
I still can't believe we both went to the gym. Like I was like literally quite like truly like being blown away from the gym, and you're just like holding a wet mat to like go to
I
hot
told
yoga.
Johnny, I was like, the weather is malicious. It's like trying to hurt me. The only thing I was able to do in New York was go to yoga. And he goes, that is objectively funny.
I mean, I am trying to soak in, like I've taken like a couple of walks here because it has been unpleasurable, either where I've been on the road or in New York City. And I missed the earthquake. We both missed the earthquake in New York by
We
this
were flying
much.
out as it was quaking.
Isn't that crazy? And then what, this has happened to me a couple of times in the last year. This stands by when I told you we were touring together last August, and you were like, you were taking all these 6 a.m. flights with me and calling me a psychopath. And I said, weather doesn't happen before 9. And you're like, that's truly the dumbest,
No, that's not
most un.
true. That's not true. I don't think I called
You
you
flipped a
dumb.
table. You would never call me dumb, but you're
I'm
like,
pretty
flipped a
sure I was like,
table.
that might be brilliant. But
But
maybe I did at
also,
first. I think while I
yeah.
was tired, I might have been like, you're wrong and you're stupid. And I hope you die.
Definitely at 6 a.m. as I'm peeling you out of your bed. But what happened that because the hurricane, we landed at like 9:50, and at like 10:15 a hurricane started. And you kept thinking our flight was going to cancel. I was like, yo, weather doesn't happen before 9. But I can't tell you how many 6 a.m. flights I've had in the last year where like they started grounding planes like truly like maybe an hour after I took off. So I left at what, like 7 a.m. You left at what, like 8 or 9 a.m. And the earthquake happened at 10 a.m.
I think I left at 10 a.m. I think it like happened just as I was, I don't know, whatever. It was, yeah.
It actually helped you take off. It was just like shaking.
I was like, this
But
plane is
then,
bumping.
yeah, oh, fun. Yeah, because I think they grounded planes in Newark and JFK, not for long, but they did like ground them. So I'm just saying, 6 a.m. flights, it's the way to go, guys. Do it. Actually, don't do it. That's why they're cheap and nobody's on them because they're torture.
I think that yoga in the States is better than in London. I'm just gonna put that out there. Because everyone always asks about the difference between comedy in the UK and the States. No one ever asks
Nobody's
about
asking
yoga.
the
Everyone cares, no one's asking.
where is this definitive opinion coming from?
Because I've had yoga classes a couple different places in London, and they're always like really serious, really like it's always like new agey music, and the instructors are very coddling, and they say, if you've got to spend the entire time in child's pose, spend the entire time in child's pose, listen to your body, right? And in the States, it's like pop music, and they are like, you could spend time in child's pose if you're a fucking wuss. And I'm like, wuss. And they're more like a drill instructor.
Right.
Yeah. And then because I've done yoga in New York, Ohio, LA, it's all better. It's like harder. It pushes you. And they're like drill sergeants. And like today, the woman was like, wrong way, Maria. And I'm like, facing, I'm like doing star pose. And like everyone's facing me and I'm facing them. And I was like, that's right, it is. But by the time it was over, I was beat the fuck up. And that's what I want out of yoga. I don't want to actually meditate. I want to be in pain.
So, do you think London's doing a more traditional yoga? Because nothing you said about American yoga sounds like
No, it's not
yoga.
traditional. But I don't know what traditional yoga is. Like, I've never, yeah, I think they try to stay closer to it, probably.
Yeah, and my understanding is yoga isn't actually a workout, but America has made it a workout,
Right.
right?
Yeah. So I mean it's yeah. And I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I just wish I could like take an American company and bring it to London. Like I was like, can I invest in this company? I like that the lights are off. It's like neon in the classroom. The music's blaring. I love all of it.
They give you scrunchies as soon as you walk in and leg warmers, and
Yeah.
then you have John Travolta just leading the class.
Yeah, it's way better.
What's interesting about that is I don't love yoga. I there okay. So there was one hot yoga class that I think you got me into when I was in London for 6 weeks before Edinburgh. So this was like 2016, and I was taking that a couple days a week with you, and I really liked that class. And I don't know if it's because I was doing it with you or it was new, but that one beat me up, and I liked that one in London. And then I came back to the States and tried to find hot yoga here, and I went to two different places and I hated it. Just it was the same class every time. It wasn't hard. I thought that what I was doing, and this was again, what, 8 years ago, it felt more traditional. But when I injured myself, I don't know, 6 years ago or so, and I started doing yoga in my old neighborhood. It was t teacher by teacher, and there was this older guy. He was probably in like his late 60s, early 70s. He played like rock music, like 60s, 70s, like I would say like 70s, like rock music. And he had these, they were cheesy, but I really loved him, and I just thought he was so wonderful. But it was like these mantras where it's just like, breathe in stress and anxiety, exhale a great day or something like that. Like it was like he would like
I hope he
each
didn't
time
tell
he
you to breathe in next. He
I don't
was
know, but it was like yeah, but
the
like that's what
other
I was
way around,
doing
but yeah.
and
Breathe in
what
all
I
your
brought
friends
to
hating you. Exhale
the
any kind of self-esteem you might have.
But it was like he was just whatever he was like. I would listen to it and I was like, wait, what? And then like it was just like cheesy, thoughtful mantras and like fun music and like good vibes. And I was like, oh, this got to be my grandpa. Like it was just nice.
Yeah,
And then
yeah.
I would get like some other woman that would have like chimes and she would play music for the first half hour while we just sat there. And I was like, I'm not here for your weird concert. Like we either fucking work
Yeah.
out.
But
Like
you gotta
she, I.
respect that. It's like stand-up comedy. Like you kind of gotta respect the yoga teacher's decision to do that, you know, because you really have to, like, I would probably, if I were a yoga teacher, I would probably err on the side of like, oh, I don't want to weird anyone out or have them think like, what is she doing? Or like, I don't want to take them out of the moment, so I won't do anything like out of or the ordinary. Like
Extra.
have
Yeah.
chimes. But she
Yeah.
did it, and that's pretty dope. And like to give people like, you know, like meme worthy inspirational quotes during class is also something I would have a hard time doing. And then they do it. The only thing I didn't like was at one of the classes in Ohio, she started playing Christian rock, where I was like, yeah,
Nope.
that really did take me out of it. That was too much. I was like, I can't do a downward dog to this Jesus shit, you know, like
Yeah. No way.
nah. You want to promote some stuff?
Do I? My special's out. It's doing great. I'm very grateful to you guys. But if you haven't seen it, it is on YouTube. It's called Murder Sheets. And yeah, watch it. Leave a comment. Share it with some friends. Everything helps, and I appreciate all the kindness people have sent my way. We are going to Europe. That's in May. Starts May 10th in Edinburgh and somewhere at the end of May. But all the city, it's mostly Germany. It is a mostly Germany tour. We have
Germany
like
plus a
five,
lot of cities. Yeah.
so many cities in Germany, but everything is either at mariashahada.com or lizmealy.com. Go see our tour dates. All the links are up except for Amsterdam. I'm actually hoping by the time this comes out, Amsterdam link. I've been her.
We'll be together on all shows except for I'm going to Wiesbaden, and then you're going to be in, where are you going to be while I'm there? Like
On the
Frankfurt?
seventh,
No.
no, 17th is like I might be Hildeburg.
Okay.
That's
And
a
then
great question.
I'm not going to Turkey with you. I might go to Turkey with you, but I'm not performing with you. But I probably won't go to Turkey with you.
So everything is on our website, and like I said, all links are up except for Amsterdam. Hopefully Amsterdam will be out by then. And then where am I next, Maria? What a great question. By the time this comes out, I will be in Minneapolis. Is that true? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'll be in Minneapolis this week, and then Hartford and Providence the following week, and then it's Europe time.
Yeah,
Maria?
yeah. And then I'm gonna be on the West End.
Yeah. Oh, the West End. I know what that means.
Thank you, which is London's equivalent to New York's Broadway. So I'm excited, guys. This is a huge deal for me. I'm super excited. I'm opening for a comedian named Jonathan Pye. He's like a news comedian in the UK, like, you know, makes fun of all the politicians here. And then I do my thing. Could you
I didn't
yawn
mean
any
to yawn.
fucking harder?
I didn't mean to yawn as you talked about politics in the UK. It just the timing happened.
Yeah,
I'm very tired. It's very early here.
it's fine. That's true. It's 9 a.m. for you. But yeah, that'll be the April 16th through the 24th, except for the 22nd, at Duke of York's Theatre. If you are in London and you want to come, the information's on my website, mariashahada.com. And then May 2nd is I'm doing a work in progress show at the Bill Murray. I've been working on this show. I've been changing this show, so I still don't know this show. So I still have to do work in progresses. But that's also in London.
Yeah. And then follow us, guys.
Oh yeah, follow
Follow
me at Maria Shahada. Oh
us.
right, and Tune On Doctor.
Danny usually puts stuff there, so
Oh
I'm
right, yeah, but people
pointing.
still listen to this, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
At Two Non Doctors, number two forward doctors at Twitter and YouTube, and then at Two Non DRS on Instagram.
Got it. So
I'm
good.
gonna
And then
read.
thanks to our Patreons. Thank you, Patreons.
Of course, thank you to our Patreon. Thank you. That I'm like so excited.
Yeah.
You guys are.
Yeah, you guys have been awesome. We appreciate it. Okay. Did you want
I'm
to
just
go
going to
right
read
in?
like one short email because we were going
Oh,
to start
man.
reading people writing into us and then we forgot.
Every
So
time. Every time we forgot.
I'm just going to read a short one and then next time we can like plan a
Okay,
actual.
but let me do a little fan mail. Fan mail. Fan mail. I don't know. I'm taking it from like Pee Wee's Playhouse. Like you gotta celebrate. Oh, is it fan mail time? Fan mail. Fan mail.
I see. Okay. Well, I wasn't ready to celebrate.
Also, watch it be like hate mail, and I'm like, oh, let's change the song. Hate mail. Hate mail.
I was talking to my brother about doing reaction videos, and he was like, you couldn't do like the excited ones. Like you'd have to like just be funny or something. And I'm like
Good. Well, thank you for that assessment.
fan mail
Yeah. Okay.
from Frank from the suburbs of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And then you put a little bell, which I assume was for the Liberty Bell. So proud.
Yeah.
Just watching your YouTube channels and eating my homemade Chinese food. Both of you are hilarious and go good with homemade Chinese food every Friday. And then a heart droppy heart thing. So that's it. I thought it was nice. I love that we
The
go good
opposite of
with
hate
Chinese
mail.
food. Homemade Chinese food.
I want to know what that means.
He
Like,
made it himself, I assume.
no, not the homemade Chinese food. I get that part. I
Oh.
meant that we go good with homemade Chinese food. It makes me wonder, like, what dish I feel like I should be associated. You know, when somebody's like, what color are you? You know what I mean? Like, what's your color? Like, am I an egg roll? You know what I mean? Like, I have questions.
Egg rolls are super American, so you could be an egg roll if you're like all American, because they don't have egg rolls in the UK.
It's not what I think of when I think of Chinese food, by the way. Like, I'm not like, what do they do in the UK with Chinese food? That's traditional.
I feel like I'm chicken chow mein. I don't know why.
Okay. You have no backup to that. We're gonna have to ask Frank what Chinese food we are.
People love me unless they're vegetarian.
I like a good stir fry. What are those? I loved them as kids. They're white and they're kind of crunchy, and they
Prawn
just
crackers?
absorb. No, they're like a root or a
Oh,
vegetable,
the
and they up.
chestnuts?
Yes, I'm that.
You're just a chestnut. You're like a sliced canned chestnut.
Yeah, man.
You're undermining yourself a little there. I don't know. Like, I feel like you could do better than
I just bring spontaneous joy to every dish.
that. Write to us and tell us what you think, what Chinese dish we are.
What Chinese dish are we? Give
Tuna
backup it.
doctors. Back it up. Yeah, don't
Yeah,
just
you gotta back it up with facts.
tunaondoctors@gmail.com and it's the number two forward doctors. How many times do I have to say that every time?
Until we die.
All right.
Googles.
Googles.
All right, mine's kind of gross. You ready?
Yeah, go for it. Is it about Evan and his stuff?
No.
Okay, go for it.
It's about my brother and his stuff.
Oh.
I'm in LA with my family, and every night we play Skip-Bo and like card games and stuff. And out of nowhere, my brother Sam just throws his foot on the table and goes, "Is this a wart on his foot?" And we are like,
My
"Sam,
favorite game is this a war?
is this a wart?" You're like, "Ooh, halftime show." And I was like, "Sam, get your fucking foot off the table, especially if it is a wart. That's a virus. Like, what are you doing? Like, get your fucking foot." And so he was like, "But I need to know." And my mom's like, "It's a corn. Get your foot off the table." And he was just like, "But what if it's a wart?" She's like, "It automatically goes away in 2 years." And I was like, "Wait, what? Put your foot back." Like, yeah. I was like, "Put it back." Doctor mom
Conversation's
just
back on
spoke.
table.
I've never heard that before. And so we came, it was like a huge debate. I mean, my mom's probably always right, but I was like, "Wait, they just go away in 2 years?" So I knew it was a virus. I knew it was like contagious and that you like shouldn't like fuck with it, especially because just in the act of fucking with it, you can spread it and like have more warts or whatever. But I was like, "Wait, what?" So, I should always trust Dr. Mom, but I even told her, I was like, "My Google today is fact checking you." But essentially it says, so she said, she was like 2 years. It'll go away in 2 years. Like that was her thing. And it automatically goes away. And I was like, "I've never heard of that." And she goes, sometimes so it says sometimes the immune system clears the wart within a few months, but even if warts go away, the HPV might still be active in the body. So the warts can come back. Usually within 2 years, the warts and the HPV are gone from the body. And then it says, another one was, why did my warts suddenly disappear? And it says, over time, people develop immunity to most types of HPV that can cause warts. Their bodies are no longer affected by the virus and it can't take hold and grow. So I didn't, there's like, I don't know. I just, one, still get your foot off the table, Sam. Like, gross. Like, Jesus. But two, I just didn't know that. And I don't think I knew that it was part of the HPV virus.
No, I didn't know that. Did you think that warts would just like you had to like freeze them off or they're just stuck on you for life?
Yeah, because where did I go? I don't think it was a dermatologist. It might have been like a foot doctor when I was younger. And you know how they in the lobby they have all those like pamphlets and stuff? Just the same way that you go to the gyno and it's trying to tell you every type of birth control there is,
Yeah,
and it's like
doctor lobby
pamphlets.
pamphlets, sure.
Yeah, doctor lobby pamphlets. We've all been there. But I specifically remember, and you know, you're a little kid. This is before cell phones and stuff. Like, I'm just there reading pamphlets. I'm just like, oh, burn a wart off. What does that mean? Oh, you know what I mean? So it's
Yeah.
like they literally had a thing talking about like freeze drying warts or whatever. So I just thought that's, I didn't understand how, I mean, also, I just, you know how like information comes in and you never update it, which is 100% our podcast, which is like, let's
Yeah.
update it with false stuff. But like, I don't know. I just was like one of those things that like you get a wart, that's how you die, and you have to pay for some doctor to freeze them.
Yeah. Some like annoyed doctor. I always picture the doctor like, yeah, I can do that. Like, I wish it was their at-home kit, but
Also, I guess maybe because I saw that in a foot doctor's office, I always just assume they're on your feet, but that's not true either.
yeah. No,
Yeah.
they could grow anywhere. I mean, you know, I knew somebody who had it removed off their knee.
Wow, weird. I don't know. I just think of toads and feet when I think of warts.
Yeah. And if yeah, if you kiss a toad, he turns into a prince. But where do
Facts.
the warts come in with this toad situation? I don't know.
Yeah, on his feet. You take off his socks, your prince has warty feet.
Yeah, well,
These are facts.
I hope your brother sorts his corn out.
I do think it's a corn, and I was trying to help him with his corn journey, and he just kept making corn jokes. He was making corn jokes the whole night. I love my brother so much, but he was just like, he's like, what's a corn? Like, he's just like, corn? And I was like, he was just like, and I was like, it's a bunch of calluses that are, it's like a callus sandwich, and it hurts, and you gotta get it removed. It happens a lot.
Where is jokes corny? Okay.
Nope, you're done. You're done. You're done, Maria. You're out.
Mine
All right, you're golden.
was
So yeah, I hope.
why do people with ADHD originally it was people with
You just gave
give
up in the
me a
middle of talking.
second, huh?
You just gave up in the middle of talking. You're like, why do I?
I don't know, I feel rushed. Why do
Okay,
people
go.
with ADHD go into wait mode essentially? But I didn't have the term wait mode when I originally Googled it, but it is waiting mode or wait mode. So basically I saw like a thing on Instagram where they were like, I have an appointment at 6 p.m. and now my whole day's ruined waiting for it, which is something
Oh.
that I have been that is like my biggest problem in life is if I have no, it's not, but if I have like something at 6 p.m., like that's my day. That's I
Yeah.
can't do anything else. I can't concentrate. And I hate that because like you will be like, oh, I'm going to the gym at 5 and then going to do a show at 6. And it's like, what?
I do that.
What? How do you do that? Like my entire mental space is taken up by this. We have 10 minutes. But my entire mental space is taken up by this, like this thing I have. So waiting mode. So I think does everyone understand what waiting mode is now? Do you think I explained it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
Yeah.
if you've never experienced waiting mode, congrats.
Good for you. But it's
Yeah.
like ruins my life. So, it's this type of anxiety is often called waiting mode. And it's relatively common among people with ADHD, autism, anxiety, depression, and PTSD. So I may not have ADHD. I mean, I think I have lots of symptoms of it, but like, so does everyone, I suppose. But it could just be anxiety because like I have a lot of that. It's what happens when the mind is overly focused on an upcoming event. And while waiting for the activity to occur, someone in the waiting mode has a hard time accomplishing other tasks, even if there's plenty of time to tackle them. For example, if you have a doctor's appointment at 2 p.m., you get up at 8 a.m., have 6 hours before your appointment. However, you can't seem to focus on other things during that time, and it feels hard to get started on chores or work. So I won't be able to like write, you know, like I was like, oh, I have 2 hours before this podcast, so I could get some writing done. There's no fucking way I was going to do it. Like I can't get into it. And so I asked why specifically why people with ADHD have it. And it says it's a problem relating to attention regulation and executing functioning. The brain fixating on the specific upcoming activity is an example of the way people with ADHD have often have trouble managing where their attention is directed. It indicates a struggle to motivate oneself and manage time effectively to get another task started. I don't know. And then, so I was like, how do you overcome it?
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yeah, I saw your face. I was waiting.
Yeah. So I slightly deal with that, but my thing is like, okay, if I have a doctor's appointment at 2 and I can't focus, it's because I can't focus on stuff that takes full attention. So I will do a bunch of non-full attention things. So like I can put the dishes away, I can do laundry, I can vacuum, but like I tend to, at least for me, because I can't sit and write emails or even make a phone call sometimes because I'm so distracted by this thing that's coming up at 2, I shift to less creative or focus oriented. Like I can listen to a podcast and do my dishes kind of thing, like something where I can shut down a little bit. But is your thing you can't, you're just sitting around until your doctor's appointment?
No, I can get menial tasks done. Like I'm doing
Okay.
laundry. Yeah, I could wash dishes. I could do little things before the podcast, but I can't like intensely focus on something like writing. So it's kind of the big problem. This is why I think I have to quit comedy to write a book. Like I can't have something hanging over my head and like fully get into this because I have anxiety about whatever's coming up. So I can't fully focus. And I don't know if it's about me thinking I'll miss it or whatever it is, it's just like it's stealing all my attention. And I have like a string of like 9 shows in a row for the Duke of York Theater stuff that I have to like be able to manage this in that time or I'm not going to get anything done for 9 days. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
understood. Okay.
So it says to schedule things earlier in the day. That's why I went to yoga early because I wouldn't be able to have it after this because I don't know. It's just
Yeah.
annoying. It's like everything I have to get done has to be done before like 11. Set alarms, but I'm like, but that's too Liz, and I hate your alarm.
That is so Liz.
You have alarm going off every 3 seconds for something, and I'm sure it helps you.
Immensely. I'm incredibly on time and get things done because of my alarms, but I have no friends. Look at this room full of no friends. No friends. No friends.
I'm sure that could help me. I do that if I want to like zone out for a little bit and then possibly fall asleep. I'll like set an alarm. So I'm like, I don't have to keep looking at my phone to make sure I leave on time. I'll just have the alarm tell me. But it still doesn't work because I'll still keep looking at my phone. Do a brain dump. So it's like get everything in your head out
Yeah.
on a piece of paper, which I do generally just to stay organized. And, identify other wait mode triggers. Appointments are a common trigger. I haven't actually read this, so I'm going to read this now. But there are other scenarios. You might feel anxious while waiting for feedback from your manager or work project. I don't know. But this is why, like Top Secret's new booking system, where they let you know on the day, I
I
can't.
can't.
It's ruining my life because if I tell them I'm available that day, and then at 5 or 6 p.m. they say, sorry, it's been full. You fucked my whole day for no reason.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting because I didn't even really think that it was an issue. And then I saw like memes about it on Instagram and I was like, Yeah, that isn't like the best way to live. I wish I could just get stuff done without feeling all kinds of anxiety about having something hanging over my head.
Question. Sometimes I forget when I did this. I don't do it as much anymore. I would have like an appointment day where everything was
Oh, I do
things
that.
that, yeah, like I'll get like a doctor's appointment. I'd be like, you know what? Let me see if I could just get a bunch of other stuff. So some of it was like to have a city day, right? You're just like, I'm not gonna go to the city every day. It'd just be one day where I'm just like in the city for 4 hours because I do
Yeah.
eight different things. So I think it was more to bunch everything up into a city day, but especially when I was going to the doctor a lot, I would do it all on one day. So it just ruined one day instead of ruining a piece of every day.
I 100% do that. I'll have people be like, "Do you want to go to lunch on a particular day?" And I'll look on that day and I'll have nothing on that day. And I'll be like, "I can't. Can we do it?" I'll find a day that
Yes.
I have. So I'm like, that day is beautiful. It's pristine. There's nothing on
Yeah.
my schedule.
So clean.
I'm gonna get into a mode and nothing's
It's
gonna
potential. It is
stop me.
beautiful, beautiful potential. And you can't be a part of that. I'm not giving you that day.
Exactly. Yeah, I just think it's because I have nine shows in a row that I'm like, well, I'm gonna have to learn to get over it because I need to get like other important things done. It's not just that, but it is that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you do all your shows on one day?
Yeah, that would be great. If I could do
Great.
nine shows, like 12, one, two, three, four, you know.
Every 20 minutes, you do your act.
I'll talk to Jonathan Pye and see if he's up for that instead
Yeah,
of,
great.
it's just
Yeah, you're
really
like, you're.
inefficient to do it once a
Yeah,
night.
yeah, just saying.
Yeah,
All right. I think we did a nice little out of town podcast
we did.
situation.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Proud of us. Thank you for listening. If you have any suggestions on how to fix, what is it called? Time.
Wait mode or waiting mode.
Wait mode. Because I'd be curious. Like I said, I do the same thing, but it's menial tasks. I can't do. I don't think it's to the same degree as you, but I have dealt with that. So I feel like if anybody has solutions for wait mode, I keep thinking it's like wait, don't tell me.
Yeah.
You can write to us at two non-doctors. That's two non-full word doctors, number two, at gmail.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.